Of course. Hi, Masa. First of all, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Josh, as you just said. I am from India. I was born and raised in India. 5 years ago, I moved to France to study business studies in France. And then I did some internships and found a job in France. I speak a couple of Indian languages. Some of them are good, some of them are need work. And since I moved to France, I have been working on my French. So I started making YouTube videos about tech, how to use your computer and so on. And lately, for over 1 year, I started making videos on learning French because I realized many people are interested in this. So yeah, I've been making this kind of content, yeah.
It seems you can speak more than nine languages. So could you tell me your wonderful running journey?
Of course, I think I got really lucky, meaning my parents are both polyglots. They speak many languages. And this is how I picked up the first few languages. So I was born in South India. And in South India, there is a state called Karnataka. In this state, we speak a language called Kannada. So I was born in this place. So, of course, the first language I learned around me, because I hear it in the city with my friends, family friends in school, was Kannada. But my dad comes from another state of India where they speak another language called Tamil. So at home, my mom and dad talk to me in Tamil. So that's how I've learned Tamil. And then my mom comes from another place called Kerala, where they speak Malayalam. This language I'm not so comfortable, but I do understand it. Then I also picked up Hindi through school and English, of course, because in India, education is in English. So that's how I picked up English. Yeah. During my engineering days, I picked up French. I made friends online and I write letters. I watched movies. I listened to a lot of music. That's how I picked up French a little in India. And now I think I'm fluent in French. And after I moved to France, I start learning another Indian language called Urdu. It's like Hindi, but it has the Arabic script. So that's a little bit the journey.
Maybe in your YouTube, you shared language study experience, including failure. So I was wondering, so do you think sharing learning language progress is good for getting motivation?
Definitely, I think it's very important because if you see a polyglot who speaks 12 languages, you immediately think that he's very lucky or very intelligent. But this is not true. So when you fail, I think it's important to tell everyone that you failed because it's honest, it's true. Of course, today I speak French and I can tell you I succeeded in learning French. And to everyone, it sounds like, oh, Josh is very intelligent, so he learns French. But that's not true. This is why I want to share my language failure in Dutch. I've been learning it for a year and I didn't make one. Yeah, I think it's very important to share failure. Yeah.
I know that even native English speakers struggle with learning French, and you talk about learning French, these topics, it seems several times. So could you talk about this topic again?
Of course, I think French is a different language to English. Like English and German are a little similar, but French is completely different in the sentence construction. So, for an English person to learn, French is very difficult because it's not similar to English in grammar or in sentence construction. So, for me, it was really a lot of fun to learn it because there was no pressure. So this is how if there's a pressure, like you have to do it in 10 days, then it becomes very difficult. For me, I did it in so many years, 5 years, but I did it in my free time, where in the weekend, in the evening. So there was no pressure. So this is why I like to talk about it. If you take the pressure out of it and do it for fun, do it for making friends, then it becomes easier to learn.
I asked all the guests, so finally, could you give a message to those who want to learn a foreign language in the future?
Yeah, I'm happy to answer that as well. No, it's true. It's there is no one tip. Like if you did this, then you succeed. But I'd like to say that if you take one thing from this podcast, from this interview, maybe it is that it's possible to learn any language you want. It's not impossible. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible, but it only takes persistence. For example, if you talk about a five-year-old German kid, you don't doubt that he speaks German. Of course he speaks German because the kid is German. Now you talk about a Chinese kid, five-year-old Chinese kid. Does he speak Chinese? Of course. Does a five-year-old Japanese kid speak Japanese? Of course. Yeah. So it is possible. It's just we think it's impossible, so we don't do it. But it is possible.
Josh, thank you so much for answering our questions. Yeah, I wish all you all the best. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Masa.